May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 613. A helpless worm am I, yet often start aside. Infirmities annoy, and enemies deride. 10,000 evils me assault, and wound my soul, and make me halt. Hymn 613.
Let us read together from the Word of God. from two portions of Scripture. First, the Gospel according to John, chapter 10. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, we read the first 18 verses. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf come in, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now please turn to the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 52 and chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 52, and we commence to read at verse 13 to the end of chapter 53. Isaiah 52:13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who hath believed our report? and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. The Lord have blessed to us the reading of his word, and help us, and indeed teach us to pray. Kind, gracious, eternal Lord God, it is indeed through thy goodness and mercy and kindness to us that we're favoured and spared to come into thy house this evening hour. And we pray and beg, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt come into our midst. Make one more in our midst, Lord Jesus. And oh, that we may indeed be like dear Mary, and we sit at thy feet and hear thy word. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bless thy word to our souls. Lord, we fast hasten on to eternity. We don't know what a day yet an hour may bring forth. We're conscious, dear Lord, that our end draws nigh. Lord, we know not whether it's a few more days, months or years, but Lord, it can't be long at the longest, but oh, to be ready, to have our receipt stamped and marked paid in the Redeemer's blood, to have that good hope through grace. Ah, oh, that hope, Lord, that is beyond the grave. Lord, we pray thou art drawn near. Oh, Lord, may there be, Lord, thy word this evening hour that will be a blessing to our souls, so that we have that, Lord, which we can live on, which we can die on. Lord, which, oh, like dear Jacob of old, he had thy word, and he gathered up his feet at the bed, and he gave up the ghost. We do pray, Lord, that thou art so bless our souls, so that, Lord, we have no more to do than to gather up our feet in the bed and to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. So that, Lord, it can be maybe then truly said, when this poor lisp in stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Lord Jesus, do come. Do abundantly bless. Oh, to be fit and prepared. Dear Lord Jesus, thou didst say to thy disciples, ah, Lord, and may it be said to us by the power and the unction of thy blessed Spirit, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Lord, do bless. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, may we each know that thou hast gone to prepare a place for us. Oh, why we firmly believe that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And dear Lord, may I with them numbered be now and throughout eternity. Then, Lord, do come and do bless. We ask and pray then, dear Lord, that thou would indeed draw near to us this evening hour. We pray, Lord, that thou grant us thy help. Lord, thou knowest just how each one has come to chapel tonight. Lord, and maybe, Lord, some have come, dear Lord, heavy burdened, cast down. Lord, and thou knowest why they're cast down. Lord, it may well be it's cast down because a load of sin. Oh, Lord, a load of sin that they cannot remove in and of themselves. We pray then that thou art hear prayer. And Lord, that thou art speak those words of peace and pardon and forgiveness to their poor never-dying soul. Why, Lord, there was that dear woman in the gospel that we read of. Lord, her sin cast her down, and it brought her right down to thy feet, Lord Jesus. And there she wept, there she mourned, there she washed thy feet with tears, and wiped with the hairs of her head. And there thou didst bless her, declaring to her that her sins were forgiven. All sins were forgiven. And we pray, dear Lord, that there may be a blessed, gracious repetition of these things in our midst here this evening hour, so that, Lord, sinners may go home on their way rejoicing. Oh, of what the Lord has done for my soul. Lord, do appear. Dear Lord Jesus, do come. And we pray then that thou art help. And those that have come hungering and thirsting after righteousness, those that have come, Lord, seeking a portion for their souls, some confirmation, some token for God. Oh, they know it's the secret exercises that go on in the sinners' hearts. We do pray, Lord, that there may be those signs and evidences. They may go home with a roast portion. Something, Lord, for them to beat out at the throne of grace, at the footstool of mercy. Lord, do abundantly bless. Dear Lord, may we each come. Lord, confessing then our sin and our iniquity, our transgressions. Lord, and thou knowest, if one may speak for others, Lord, we have got many transgressions. While one said, here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pay mine eyes. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, do come. Oh, wash us, Lord Jesus, in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness, to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Oh, one said, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Lord, we do need daily cleansing. Our bodies need cleansing day by day. Oh, how much more our poor, never dying souls. And dear Lord, do take us with thine own hands and plunge us in that fountain open for sin. Hear our prayer. And oh, that we may be blessed then, dear Lord Jesus, with true godly sorrow and repentance. And indeed, that repentance that needs not to be repented of. Oh, Lord, do then help us now. Do pray again, Lord, for this little cause of truth here. Do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity, the bond of peace. May thy goodness pass before them, be with them, be round about them, be near them. We pray for our friends here that hold office. Lord, much of the burden, responsibility falling upon them, undertake for them and help them, Lord, we pray. And we do pray, Lord, that thou remember each and every one, each member of the congregation. Lord, do bless. Lord, and the members of the congregation, Lord, the dear children, the young friends. Lord, that thou be with them. Lord, do watch over them, do preserve them, do keep them. Do abundantly bless their souls. Oh, that they may have in their heart that good thing to the Lord God of Israel. May they be found early seekers and early finders. May, Lord, thy word be blessed to them. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Oh, Lord, do bless them indeed. Oh, may their cry often be, gracious Lord, incline thine ear and my request, vouchsafe to hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. May their soul be on the stretch to find Christ. As Paul says, pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Be with them, we pray. And the children at school, Lord, undertake for them. Lord, they probably had just gone back to school. It may be a new class, a new teacher, new school. Lord, we pray thou be with them. Oh, and do surround and keep them from the many evils that abound in this our day. Lord, do preserve them. And Lord, if they're unsure of things, oh, that they may indeed ask their parents, oh, for an explanation of what they've heard. Lord, and bless the parents in giving the right answers. Lord, do help us. Ah, Lord, we don't have to tell thee, Lord, thou knowest that in this our day sin runs down our streets like water. And Lord, and our children, Lord, are the subjects of it, Lord. Oh, that thou preserve and keep them, Lord. Oh, they may be kept in thy fear, the fear of the Lord, this blessing of God that makes rich. Lord, do be near them, we pray. Bless them indeed. We do pray that thou wilt bless that Lord which was attended to here this morning. Lord, preached long ago, but oh, that it may find an abiding place, an effect in some poor soul's heart. Then, Lord, be near. We do pray for others, Lord. Some of them, Lord, walk in bereavement's path, undertake for them, comfort them. Remember widows and widowers. Remember those that have lost near and dear. Mother, father, brother or sister, Lord, be near. Remember thy people everywhere. Some, dear Lord, why they're drawing near to the end of life's journey. Lord, we pray thou hold them and support them. And oh, if it please thee, may they, and may we each, pass the river telling the triumphs of our King, of our Saviour, of our Redeemer. Oh, and declare he hath done all things well. We pray that thou remember others then, Lord. We pray thy healing hand, restoration to be granted if it please thee, blessed means used. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for what thou hast done and hast do to one and another. And we pray thou continue thy goodness and kindness. And dear Lord, oh, how we thank thee, Lord, for giving us a medical profession, Lord, that understands the workings of our body. Oh, it's true as thy word says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, do then bless and do help. We pray, O Lord, that thou remember others that are in deep trials and troubles and difficulties. Lord, we pray thou may thy goodness pass before them. Undertake, make crooked things straight, rough places plain. Break down the great mountains of impossibility. Make a way where there's no way. Lord, remember. There may be those here, Lord, we know not. Oh, it may be, Lord, they seek divine direction. Oh, one says, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Oh, dear Lord, why we think of thine ancient people. Why, dear Moses, under the blessed influence of thy spirit, says, the Lord it is that doth go before thee. He'll be with thee, and he'll make all his goodness pass before thee. Lord, do bless. We pray, O Lord, that thou remember us then. We thank thee, Lord, for all the kindness and mercy and goodness to us. Our daily needs so abundantly supplied. Ain't thee health and strength, greater, lesser degrees, thou seest fit in thy divine sovereignty. We thank thee, Lord, for our clothing, our food, drink, raiment. Lord, we thank thee for the beds we lie on, the roof over our heads, for the many mercies and blessings we have. Lord, but there's also, Lord, all thanks to be to thee, Lord, for the harvest once more gathered in. Lord, we thank thee for it. We bless thee. We acknowledge thy goodness, thy divine faithfulness. Whilst the earth remaineth, there should be seed time and harvest, summer and winter. And thou hast been faithful again, dear Lord, to thy word and truth. We pray for others in this poor dying world. Lord, some of them, Lord, are found in death and disease and famine. Remember them, help them. Others are persecuted for thy name's sake. Appear to them, Lord, and remember them for good and support them. May they feel that underneath are the everlasting arms of love and of mercy. Hear prayer then for thy people. various ones, Lord, and various societies we would bear before. We think of the Savannah Trust, we think of the Mombasa Mission, we think of the TBS, Lord. Oh, wherever, Lord, thy word is, oh, do own and bless, we pray. Lord, do help us to commit all these things into thy hand. Oh, and pray thou help us. Lord, thou knowest we're a poor, poor man. Lord, thou knowest we've got this text, Lord, but how are we going to deal with it? Lord, do come. Do fulfil then thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 630. What foolish worms are we? How prone to start aside and in our troubles flee from Jesus' wounded side, to wait on self or something base instead of trusting sovereign grace. Hymn 630.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And I'll read verses 15, 16, 17. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 15, 16, 17. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. In the first place, it was this 17th verse that I trust was laid upon my mind and spirit. But you see, it begins with the word therefore, which is a clear indication, is it not, that there is something connected with it which is gone before. And so I was directed, I hope, to these previous two verses. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. Why, and here in this text, here, verse 17, therefore doth my Father love me. Why, friends, there is such a deep, profound, glorious truth here. Declared to us by none other than the blessed, glorious Son of God. But just to try briefly here, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. Why, here in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 27, it reads, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Friends, there is a blessed truth, is it not? And he to whomsoever. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Yes. The dear Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit will reveal. God the Father and God the Son and Holy Spirit to poor, poor sinners. Sinners that are very often feel to be out of the way. Sinners that feel to be far off. Why, what do we read here? In here in Isaiah, 56. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, taking hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain. You see, it's all here in this text, is it not? Even them other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. and the Father knoweth. Yes. Even so know I the Father. Yes, Matthew there tells us then, and it's to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. But there's this here. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And it's all found here, is it not, in Isaiah chapter 53. That he lays down his life for the sheep. You know, there's a word that just comes to my mind now. It's found here in Romans chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 6. And when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And perhaps there's a poor soul here tonight that feels anything but godly. Yes, how do you feel most ungodly? You feel ungodly, but there's this, isn't there? You're concerned about it. You're concerned about it. Because you feel so ungodly. You feel so unlike God's dear people. You hear God's people pray. You hear them speak. Oh, that we could hear them speak a bit more often. But they speak, of some of those things that they've tasted, handled and felt. And you think you've got nothing. You don't know anything. And you look at your life and it seems an utter shambles. The sin everywhere. On your left hand, on your right hand. And why you feel so unlike God's dear. But Paul says there, yet he died for the ungodly. The Lord here himself says, and I lay down my life for the sheep. These sheep that have transgressed. The commands of God. These sheep that have broken through the hedge. How many times have you and I seen the sheep breaking through the hedge out in the country? And yes, and very rarely do they get back in. They need the shepherd. Direct them back to get into the field again, into the fold. And what a mercy that is. But he lays down his life, I lay down my life for the sheep. Why did he have to lay down his life for the sheep? Why, dear soul, it's because God the Father cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence. But there was this blessed, glorious plan of salvation, drawn up in eternity past by Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that there would be a people. This people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. The foundation of God stands sure, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. Why does he know that they're his? Why? Because of that mark. That mark that the Lord puts upon his dear children. Why? Not the mark of the beast. No, God forbid. It's not that. But it's that mark, like we see the mark on the back of the sheep, maybe a different colour here and there, but you see that shepherd knows which sheep belong to him. You know, and we read, don't we, there in the prophecy of Ezekiel, of those that sighed and cried for the abominations done in the land. And there was a man there, he had a writer's inkhorn by his side, and he went forth and he went through the midst of them, and he marked the foreheads of them that sighed and cried for the abominations done in the land. You see, it's there in the forehead. Without a mirror, you cannot see that mark. Dear soul, if you have got a mark, you won't see it because it's seen by God only. Blessed be his glorious name. But you see, these sheep, they've sinned. They've broken through. But you see, why, blessed be his name. Yes, he restores them. Yes. He brings them back into the fold. Is there a poor backslider here tonight? In heart, perhaps poor soul, even in practice, you hang your head in shame. You're guilty of this and that and something else. And you hang your head in shame. And you cry out, not for the first time, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And you come pleading his name, his blood, his righteousness, his finished work. For mercy upon your poor never-dying soul. If ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. And blessed be his name. You see, he restores. You think of our dear Peter. You see, he was restored. He had denied his Lord and his Master, but the Lord restored him. Why, yes, and there are others in the Word of God. They'd fallen in sin and iniquity and transgression and so on, and the Lord restored them. Why, yes, it is indeed through that divine chastening hand of God. But whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. What a solemn thought this is. And if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. God forbid that should be so here. There should be a bastard, but that all might be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And be restored. Why, dear David, what did he say there? In Psalm 23, which indeed is on this subject here, is it not? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Yes. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, yes, leads us now. Yes, that we pray now. We pray now to be kept. To be preserved from sin and iniquity. Keep my feet that they slip not, and keep the door of my lips. Yes, why? Because we're so conscious that we cannot keep ourselves. We come pleading, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, our sweetest sound, and a believer's ear, soothes his sorrows, heals his wound, and drives away his fear. And I lay down my life for the sheep. You see, why there was a penalty. There was divine justice. God cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence. But the dear Lord Jesus undertook, blessed be his glorious name, he undertook to pay the price for the redemption of his people. Ah, but the price was this. Ah, wasn't, as Peter says, you're not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without spot and without blemish. Yes. Ah, and the Saviour, the Lord Jesus that came into this world to save sinners. That was his mission. It wasn't anything else. His mission was to save, and he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save his sheep from their sins. And blessed be his name who would lay down his life. The just shall die for the unjust, and did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the sky, stoop down to wretchedness and dust that guilty worms might rise. Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die. And he laid down his life. Oh, dear soul, and laying down his life, why, what it cost him. You know, we can read the account here in Isaiah 53. We can read the Gospels, the last moments of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. We can read them, shall we say, in a matter of minutes, certainly probably an hour. We can read it all. But the Lord Jesus, dear soul, he had to walk it out. He had to walk it out. And he began to walk it out. Yes. After the institution of that Last Supper. Why, and he went out then. And he went out into Gethsemane, where there was a garden. There he went with his disciples. And he takes with him Peter, James and John. And he goes a little further. And there he leaves them. And now he goes yonder and he prays unto his Father. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. See, there was a cup. There was a cup for the beloved Son of God to drink. It was the vindictive wrath of God against sin. Was it read here in Isaiah chapter 61, I think it is? Why, yes. It says to us here that proclaim to appoint unto them that mourn, to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy to mourning. No, it's the previous verse. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God. Oh, that day of vengeance of our God. Began there in Gethsemane's garden. Why, yes, it's all here in Isaiah 53. Where, and it reads here, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. See the suffering Son of God. To see the suffering Son of God. Why, thrice forward and backward he goes, as though he sought some help from man. Father, if it be possible, Let this cup pass from me. But you know, dear soul, it wasn't possible. And it wasn't possible because he said this: for this cause I came into the world. For this cause I came into the world. I came to seek and to save. He came to pay the price of the redemption with his own heart's blood, and in love and in pity he ne'er withdrew. Oh, amazing sight. Why, yes, dear soul, and that amazing experience of the dear Lord Jesus, and that amazing prayer when he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Yes, and when you think about it, dear soul, not my will. You know, we often talk about being submissive, but dear soul, if ever there was submission, it was here by the God-man, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, that bowed down under this terrible load that he bore. Yes, dear soul, and from here he goes to the judgment hall. And there was the mocking, the spitting, the smiting of the face. And we read also, do we not, of where he was lashed. Yes. Pilate had already lashed him, hadn't he? Commanded him to be lashed with a whip. And sinner, you and I get a little view of this, of the sufferings of Christ. I tell you what it'll do. It'll bring true godly sown repentance into your heart and mind. And you'll say, "I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast." See, dear soul, you're there. You know, I mentioned just then, a moment ago, they've been whipped, lashed with a whip. And let us just turn here to Exodus chapter 33. And why Moses is asked, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And the Lord answered him, "My goodness, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Be gracious to whom I will be gracious, show mercy unto whom I shall mercy." And he said this to him, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." And thou shalt see my back parts. To see those, that cruel treatment of he that had done nothing wrong, he that went about doing good, Now they so ill-treated him. Ah, friends, yes. And yes, to see his back parts. Is there one in here? Has experienced something like this? Of you suffering Christ? Ah, in the sinner's place, room instead. Amazing grace. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Why, and finally, when he laid down his life, what did he say? Why, there were those seven cries, yes, Calvary's cross. But the last, you see, six of those cries, why, they may have been in sorrow, and they were in lamentation and deep grief. But there's all this cry, the cry of triumph, the cry of victory. He cried, "It is finished." Salvation's work was done. Yes, it was all finished. See, it's how the debt was paid. And God was satisfied. Yes, Almighty God, God who cannot look upon sin but with abhorrence, was satisfied that the debt that his people owed, he, the beloved Son of God, paid in full with his own heart's blood. Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? It is finished. Salvation's work complete. Nothing to be added to, nothing to be taken from it. But so he says this. Here in the 16th verse, "Another sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must bring." Why, we referred then just a moment ago there to Isaiah 56. Even them, these other sheep, yes, you see, the Lord Jesus, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Why, and he would save the Gentiles. Yes, from the, as we might say, the four corners of the earth, even them will I bring. Even then will I bring to my holy mountain. See, he'll bring them to his footstool, to the throne of grace, there to plead his name, his blood, his righteousness. See, why, he will teach them, he will teach them to profit, blessed be his name. And make my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Is that you, poor soul? A broken, a contrite heart I will not despise. And here it is, all is the word of the Lord himself. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. And for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Listen. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him. Why, yes, dear soul, one that seems to be, one that comes to mind, why, she's here in the Book of Ruth, that dear Moabitish damsel. Where is she? She's down there in Moab, in a country of idolatry and sin and iniquity. And yet will I gather others. Jewish gather the outcasts of Israel, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered. And they shall come which were ready to perish. Yes, you find that in Isaiah 27. And they shall come which were ready to perish. Sinners. Sinners in deep distress. Sinners feeling their load of sin and guilt. Even in Swayze's chapel tonight, dear soul, the message is to you. He gathereth the outcasts. What did Ruth say? Why, she said she felt so unlike one of God, one of the Lord's people. Not quoting that correct. But you see, she felt so unlike. She said to Boaz, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Is that how you feel, dear soul? So unlike. But you see, dear soul, there's the blessed heavenly Boaz, there's the Lord our shepherd. Yes. That gathereth the outcasts of Israel. He gathereth others unto himself, to his honour, glory, and his eternal praise. Blessed be his glorious name. Yes, and they shall come, and they shall come, which were ready to perish. Yes, yes, oh, the Lord is very, very merciful. He has mercy upon his people, his children, upon his sheep, of those that sigh and cry, of those that come looking unto him. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Ah, yes. You know that lays an axe, doesn't it? At the root of those that think it's just a certain people that should be saved. It is a certain people that should be saved. But there'll be one church. There's only one church. Yes, yeah, sadly, in this poor, sinful, dying world, there are many so-called churches. Some of them are churches, some of them are not. Oh, and let us examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or no. Don't let's take things for granted. Oh, examine ourselves. Examine ourselves in the light of the scriptures of truth. I be careful what I say, and I don't wish to be misjudged. But friends, you don't need articles of faith. They're all here in this blessed book. Yes, dear soul. And there they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now, there's this verse. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Therefore doth my Father love me. Why, we speak Yes, about the love of Christ. We speak about, we may speak about this. Why, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes. But here the dear Lord Jesus says this. Therefore, because of these things here, that I lay down my life for the sheep. Why? Because they're loved with an everlasting love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And, friend, what a blessed, glorious truth that is. But Jesus says here, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Well, there's a verse here or two in John 15. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. As the Father hath loved me. Why, there are two occasions. They're recorded elsewhere, but in Matthew's Gospel, when the dear Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he came to John, didn't he? And requested of John to baptize him. And he said this to John, because John said, I need to be baptized of thee. But he said, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfil all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus was baptized. And he went out, and he went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove, and lighting upon him. John saw this. Oh, yes. And John heard this voice. Lo, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the other occasion, much the same word. When the dear Lord Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James and John on that mountain top scene. You know, this just comes to mind. People say, oh, they had a mountain top experience. Well, that may be so. But you know, those three disciples, they feared. There was a cloud there. There was a cloud there. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there was a voice there. And the voice said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So, yes, here. John then says, John records the words of Jesus. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life for the sheep. Why, therefore doth my Father love me. You know, and this indeed is all prophesied. Back here in Isaiah chapter 42, why, yes, it records, behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. You say, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Why? Because, blessed be his name, he would pay the price of the redemption of the souls of God's dear people with his own heart's blood. Yes, he would pay the price of the redemption. Ah, redemption, glorious theme. Yes, when all the debt, what does it read here in Isaiah 53? Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Yes, this is the Son of God. This is the one that reads, that says here, therefore doth my Father love me, because he bore the sin. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When there shall make his soul an offering for sin, for he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Yes, what does it say here? Surely hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was bruised for our transgressions, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. He then died. The just died for the unjust. Yes, and as the apostle writes to us here, and again I think Romans chapter 5. Why, dear soul, you see, the just died for the unjust, but you see, he rose again. He died, he was delivered for our offences, and he was raised again for our justification. Yes, you see, sinners are indeed acquitted from all charge because the debt is paid. Yes, oh, the debt of your sin and mine, sins which are so great, which are so many, but which we hang our head in shame, these all have all been cast upon him. And he lives, and he reigns in glory. These all, and yes, he offered himself as a sacrifice for sin, and now this all, he sits at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. He is this blessed. Yes, why? Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, why didst thou? He says, blessed mediator is he not? The one that mediates between divine, holy, offended majesty and poor, guilty sinners. You see, he brings them together. How does he bring them together? By shedding his own blood at Calvary's cross, making atonement for their sin. Yes. You see, right through the Old Testament scripture, why, whenever there was atonement made, there was the shedding of blood. Yes, it be it of a bullock or a sheep. That blood was offered by the high priest in the house of God, in the tabernacle. Why, yes, dear soul, and you see, there was this as well, wasn't there? High priest, why, he was to offer this sacrifice, and he was to change his garments. And but when he came out, having offered the high priest, offered the sacrifice, he changed his garments again. But this time he puts on those garments wherein the round the hem of that garment was the bells and the pomegranates. And you see, and as he walked, so the bells rang. And so, and it reads there in Psalm 89, I believe it is, verse 15, and blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. Ah, yes, dear soul, that the sacrifice has been accepted. Yes, God is satisfied. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Mercy and truth meet together. Blessed be his glorious name. Therefore doth my Father love me. Why, you think of it like this, very simply. Why, if we have a children, we got a son or a daughter, and why, they do some great deed for us. Why, we love them, but we love them now, can I put it like this, 10 times more, because of what they've done for us. Oh, what a debt of thanksgiving we have to them for their kindness. But, dears, oh, how much more. Therefore doth my Father love me. Yes, God the Father loves his Son, because he's made atonement for sin, for sinners, that might all at last be gathered together to be found in heaven's high court, to be singing those endless songs of praise unto him that loved us and gave himself for us. Well, I didn't know where to begin. In one sense, it's a job to know where to stop. But there's, oh, the truth of this, oh, that may be found in your heart and mine. Yes, that therefore doth my Father, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. He took it again. He rose triumphant. Yes, and there's, oh, yes. See, again, those priests, why they died, and another carried on in this line of succession of priests. But this man, the man Christ Jesus, he died, he rose again, and he ascended on high, and he sat down, and he still sits there at the right hand of the Father, dear soul. Yes, the Saviour lives no more to die. He lives, the Lord, enthroned on high. The Lord bless the few simple thoughts. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £670, for which we are very thankful. Mr. Gilbert Hyde is, God willing, expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the Oakington Thanksgiving service is on Friday evening, God willing. Let us close with hymn 1116. Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. 'Tis the Christ by man rejected. Yes, my soul, 'tis he, 'tis he. 'Tis the long-expected prophet, David's son, yet David's Lord. Proofs I see sufficient of it. 'Tis a true and faithful word. Hymn 1116.
bless thy word. Thou hast promised it shall not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou pleasest send it. Lord, may it prove thy word. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us each, now and always. Amen.